We'd like to welcome you to the Warriors Tape Ministry. We pray that this recording will bless your life today. For a complete catalog of other recordings, go to our website located at warriors.cc. Be blessed.
As you go, preach saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And I like that, little brother, because it says this, as you go. And I never saw as you go. I saw the kingdom of heaven. Go preach the kingdom of heaven is at hand. See, it's not about preaching when you get to Australia. It's on the way. As you go. You see, it's not preaching on your at church. It's about preaching on your J-O-B. I'm not talking Job. I'm talking about on the way to work. I'm talking about on the way to when you get gas, when you go to the cleaners, when you go to Starbucks, as you go, we're supposed to preach the kingdom of God, saying the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And listen, here's the deal. Preach always. And when necessary, use words. Okay? Preach always. When necessary, use words. That's it. Here's Jesus' commission. That's what I was talking about, the Great Commission. Somebody smile. You're going to be, listen, no one's going to be beat up today. You're going to be charged up. You're going to be filled up. You're going to be happy. Aren't you glad you guys came today and got so charged with the word of the Lord? Come on, you see? Look, this guy here, what was it, maybe 3 weeks ago? He was in a wheelchair. He was in a wheelchair, couldn't walk. But cause God is good. And he says, you know, every time I come to the warehouse, I lose something. He's looking for a cord. He's looking for this. Symbols got broke. This got burned. This got this. Every time I come here, but he's still coming. Why? Because it's uncomfortable, but he's preaching the kingdom of heaven because truth's here. And once you've been assigned here, you can't leave. If you do, you'll just be miserable. You'll be miserable. Someone left before their assignment was done here, and my sister ran into them. And my sister said when they ran into them this weekend, they looked like they'd seen a ghost. Fear struck them because they know they weren't supposed to leave before they were released. You can know when someone leaves before they're released when they leave saying God took them out of here and they're going nowhere. A year later, they're still not going. But this is not about that. This is about the Great Commission. This is about as you go. Someone say, as I'm going. As I'm going. Are you listening to me? And the Bible says, Jesus says, heal the sick. He didn't say pray for the sick. He said heal the sick. I love it. Did you hear what I said? Heal the, and it didn't mean bring them a Band-Aid and give them a Vicodin. It says heal the sick. Huh? Should I say it again? Should I say it again? Heal the sick. Does that come with prayer? When necessary, use prayer. You're not hearing. You're not listening to me. You're not listening. They just grabbed Jesus' garment. He didn't say a word. Looked around saying, who touched me? How come he didn't feel anyone else touch him, Ben? Because none of the rest of them had faith. He always responds to faith. As a matter of fact, said virtue ran out of him, and it's like his heart skipped a beat, if you will. Chief said he ran a 7-minute mile this morning. I'm telling you, virtue ran out of that boy at the 7-minute. He was huffing. His energy had gone. Are you with me? And that's the same word there for virtue, stamina and strength was a pause, and he knew, wow. You know how when you're around the anointing really heavy and you pray for someone and you just feel the anointing, you can feel them just pulling it out and you go, woo! And also I can feel it jumping back when they're not receiving it. And you see, a lot of times you'll see me pass by people, I'll just say, take it. And I don't touch them. They're receiving the anointing. I don't have anything you don't have. Everything I got, Jesus had. Please. If this should not go over our heads because we are serving the head of the church. Are you with me? He said, heal the sick. He said, cleanse the leper. What's lepers? What does leprosy represent? Sin. Cleanse the lepers. That means pray for people as you go, bringing them into the kingdom. When you come into the kingdom, your leprosy is cleansed. Remember, that's the first anointing. You know how we love the three, first, second, third. The first anointing David had was the leprous anointing. The second he had was the priestly anointing. And the third was what? The kingly anointing. Okay, so here we go. Provide, it goes here. Raise the dead. Raise the dead. Well, man, that's some dead Christians for sure. But that's raise the dead. It didn't say pray for the dead to be raised. It said go raise the dead. This is a command for us to do. This is the Great Commission. Not just win souls, but heal sick, cleanse lepers, raise the dead. And I like this one. Cast out demons. Didn't say talk to them. Didn't say play with them. Didn't say arm wrestle with them. Say cast them out. Didn't say send them to demon school. Said cast them out. Didn't say work a deal with them. Talk to them about their ancestry. Cast them out. Are you with me? Cast them out. It says here, freely you have received and freely give. Now this freely we receive and freely we give, that's why we've got an internet full of free stuff. Anytime you go to a Warrior's website, you can download podcast after podcast after podcast after podcast. Provide neither gold nor silver nor copper in your money belts, nor bag for your journey, nor tunics, nor sandals, nor staffs, for a worker is worth his food. Where God guides, he provides. Example of the trip. Lord, because, you know, you don't get offerings when you go to missions. I guess some people do, but I don't know any that have. But I do know that I didn't. I do know that I couldn't have gone unless I was sick. And when they asked me to go, I said, well, I'll talk about it 2 times in church. That should cover the folks. And if it comes in, I'll come. I'll let you know. I'll buy the ticket. Until the Lord said, buy the ticket now, I didn't buy the ticket. But I want you to know, after last weekend, I'm making darn sure. Add expletives if you would like. I'm making darn sure that before I go somewhere again, I'm going to make darn sure God has sent me. I don't care about not being received, but if I'm not received in the name of the Lord, that's okay. And I do not believe for 1 minute I was prophesying out of my flesh. However, when you just got to know that God has sent you, because where He sends, where He guides, He provides. As you go. And it just wasn't preaching when I got there. It was preaching on the plane. It was preaching in the airport. It was preaching. When necessary, use words. We were talking about this today, and Cheryl said, well, one person I know always does that, Suzanne. She's in prisons this morning. And Suzanne will tell anybody, if a waiter comes to our table, they're going to hear about Jesus.
If you died right now, would you know you'd go to heaven?
No matter.
If you died right now, would you go to heaven?
And that's it. That's her. It's part of her life. Are you with me? Now, it says here, again, the kingdom of heaven is like a dragnet. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a dragnet that was cast into the sea and gathered some of every kind. Now, it's up to the master to cull the net. Do you know what the word cull means? Call means, I went shrimping with these brothers before. They throw this net out, they drag it behind the boat, they pull it in the boat, they dump the net out, and they call. What call means, everything that's not shrimp goes overboard. Crabs and other little fishes and little slimy things, all those, they go overboard because they're calling them. You see, a dragnet, it drags the bottom because it's got weights on it, and it pulls up everything that's on the bottom. So that's what the dragnet does. It pulls up everything that's on the bottom. It didn't say fishnet. Fishnets, you kind of throw out there and it grabs stuff and you pull it back before it hits. But with a shrimp, with a dragnet, it goes to the bottom and you drag it. You see, there are people that are bottom, living on the bottom so long, they've become bottom feeders. Are you listening? And they feel that's as good as it gets because this is all they've ever had. Because their mother didn't love them, their fathers didn't love them, their stepfathers raped them, abused them, and beat them, and talked to them, called them everything but a sweetheart. Their school didn't like them. They got kicked out of this. They got arrested for that. They grew up hungry, no food in the refrigerator. They grew up seeing their parents on dope, so they end up on dope. And that is a way of life. And we're to go out and throw a net out and bring those people in here. Come on. It's about getting them in Christ. I'm going to say something that's controversial. You can be in Christ, but Christ not be in you. Example. When you, let's say you're born again, but you never went through, you never had the transformation. You answered an altar call, but you never went through the transformation. You never were discipled. You're always dabbling in, and you don't know they're a Christian unless they say they're a Christian. They're in Christ. I'm going to say they're, but Christ is not really in them. In other words, you can be an adulterer, come to God as an adulterer maybe, and stay as an adulterer, but you love the Lord, but you never got rid of your drug or addictions or your perversions. You kept those, and Christ is not really in you, but you're in Christ. Or you're born again, but not saved, if I could say it like that. Do you understand that, huh?
No sanctification.
You haven't been sanctified. You haven't came to the full knowledge. So Christ isn't really, by the Holy Ghost. I mean, I guess I'm splitting hairs here. But the point that I'm trying to make is, you can tell when a person knows about God and when a person is a God carrier. They got the fruit. Somebody say amen. See, where God guides, He provides as you go. So don't be afraid of pulling in some funny critters. It's up to God to call them. I'm just looking at this place right now saying, I'm calling the lost in here. That's why we're attempting to do this internet thing. We're wanting people to come across and see, well, they're not very churchy. Because, you see, most people have had some sort of, heard some sort of, in America, in Houston, we're dealing with Houston, some sort of church. And by the way, I had a word from a prophet, a well-known prophet, not going to call his name, got me and Cheryl into a room and said, the Lord says He's about to download you into different streams. And He said to you that we're about to turn this city upside down with what we're doing. Now, amen, praise God. Now, that's not about me. That's about we-ins or us-ins. I like to say in Tennessee, you-ins. That's about us, because Stacy is a light at Saturn. She works with Saturn and Bill. You see, let's just talk about this for a minute. You see, Bill came to me and said, oh, my God. They're going to close down Saturn. I said, if they do, they'll open up Jupiter. Stacy was saying, oh, my God, I can't sell any homes. That's okay. Don't worry about homes. You know, God will have you selling pup tents. What, it doesn't matter, because God works out a way. Now she works with Bill every day at Saturn. Yeah. Because they're shorthanded. Do you see how God turns these things around? Are you with me? Because God is in them. As you go, what are you preaching about? As you go, as you're going to Australia, as you're going to Saturn, as you go, be a light. When you stop to get some gasoline and you're pumping gas. I told you this story. Remember when gas was like $80 a gallon a few months ago? I was getting some gas and I was going to go say something to this gentleman. And I turned around the corner there. I says, man, can you believe how much gas is? And he was a Spanish guy. And he went, si, mi hermano. And I looked, and he only got $5 worth. I sat back in the car and says, Lord, he only got $5 worth of gas. And the Lord says, what are you going to do about it? And I'm saying, well, what am I supposed to do about it? He drives off, and I tell Cheryl. And Cheryl says, well, give him some money, fool. Well, I said, he's gone now. He's sitting up at the light. Said, no, he's not. You can catch him. If it was you, you'd want him to catch you. Okay, so here I am burning rubber in Bolero parking lot in Houston, Texas, pulling up beside this guy going, pull over, pull over. And instead of accelerating, rolling his windows up and saying some crazy gringo, he pulls over. I walk up to him and give him all the money I had in my pocket. And he looked at it and grabbed it. It was $20, $40. I don't remember. Just under $100. He looked at the money. He said, why? 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 Because Jesus told me to. I preached a good sermon to that Spanish brother. That was the best sermon he had in a month, minimum. Are you listening? Now, there are guys like that. Now, see, all of a sudden now, I planted an incorruptible seed. You see, the seed, the word of the Lord, and we're going to get there in a minute, is an incorruptible. What that mean? What's corruption mean? It doesn't rust. It doesn't taint. It doesn't rot. It doesn't go away. It stays. Do you know something about a seed? They found some mammoths. You know, I love this kind of stuff. They found mammoths in Siberia. They were digging in Siberia, and in Siberia, as you know, it's frozen. They found some mammoths, and inside of the mammoth's belly, they found tropical ferns, tropical vegetation. And so there were some seeds in there. And so they took the seeds, and when the seeds were planted in the light, they'd been there for thousands of years. When the seeds were planted in the light, they grew. You see, the seed stayed incorruptible. It was there. It's been buried inside of the mammoth. It'd been buried. They were all excited because they decided that, oh, wow, the ice age came and there used to be a jungle here and now there's not. But when I read the part, I got excited about the seed. The seed, that means the seed is incorruptible. And I saw the natural and the spiritual. So you see, the seed that we carry, the seed that we carry, Jesus. You understand that? And when we bump into somebody, like when Mary bumped into Elizabeth, are you with me? It made her seed jump. You understand that? It made it because you have life. You have life. As you go, shed that life. Again, the kingdom of heaven's like a dragnet. We should be catching all kind of fish. We just got to keep going. We got to keep sowing. But Jesus said, let the little children come to me and do not forbid them, for such is the kingdom of heaven. Now, do you know that Jesus said, unless you become as a little child, you can't enter in? Do you know that? That means that we're to be, always remain children before the Lord. I guess one of the things that I hear more than anything, you're just like a kid with God. Yes, I am. Praise God. And I don't want to lose that. A preacher friend of Perry's once had said this to him. He brought her to church, this particular preacher. And the particular preacher said, well, you know what his problem is? He's one with the people. And I went, really? Praise God. I'm one with the people, just like Jesus was one. Jesus said one day, I'm going to go walk with common man. You see, that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing to be a to be like little children. You got to have something that the world don't have. They've got to see what you've got. They've got to know there's an answer to the problem. They've got to know that this is not the way they have to continue all their life and then just die and go to a worse place than this. Come on, somebody. You are the light of the world. And unless we shine our light as we go, they won't know. Someone says, as I go. Now, I know you know all this stuff. I know you've heard all this stuff. But I want to encourage you that you are someone's hope. You are someone's message. You are, brother, you are a walking sermon. Do you know, by Perry going to Africa and hunting, the mere story that I heard on the phone will preach. My wife told me a story this morning about she couldn't type. And she told the Lord, Lord, please, I need this, so I need a better job. I need to learn to type. Please show me how to type. Please, she said in typing class, she got nervous and she couldn't learn the home keys. She could lay out all of the schematics, all the forms, you know, but she couldn't type. So one night, the Lord in her dream, she was typing the whole night. She learned the home keys, and in her dream, she was typing the whole night. Woke up the next morning able to type. There she sits. I just heard that this morning. I said, expletive. I didn't know that. Why didn't you tell me that? She said, I just did. Do you see that? Nothing is impossible when you put your hope in God. So I had to do that. Are you with me? Now look, there's some more stuff here that's important. Jesus said, unless you become as a little child, you're not going to inherit the kingdom of God as you go keep going as a child. The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in the field. Kingdom seed's the best seed, and it always brings in a harvest. 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 As you go, keep on sowing, because the harvest is coming. I often wondered what it meant for the plowman that's going to overtake the reaper. And when I was reading that on the way to church this morning, as I was driving, and Cheryl was saying, if you're going to read, pull over so I can drive. And I was saying, I'm spending less time looking than you do on your cell phone. She says, I can text better. So here we are, having a fuss on the way to church, and the Lord's downloading on me. Right in the midst of turmoil. Are you listening to me? I saw that the kingdom seed is the best seed, and for years and years and years we've been planting and planting. But when we go, as I plant, JD goes behind me and reaps and is overtaking me. I sowed a seed, and as soon as the seed is sown, she walks by and a witness, and boom, here they are, overtaking the reaper. Right behind the sower is overtaking, the reaper is overtaking the sower, because the seed is incorruptible. And those seeds that have been sown those years and years and years and years ago, there's a harvest coming, somebody. You understand? This is a season of harvest. But somebody's got to go out there and put in the sickle. Are you listening to me? Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in the field, which a man found and hid, and for joy over it, he sells all that he has to buy the field. The kingdom of heaven will cost you everything. The main thing God wants is the rights to crucify first Adam, so you can have the rights to walk in the allegiance of the last Adam. Hallelujah. Someone say amen. I like it over here. I'm getting some participation over here. I'm going to look over this way and preach. Come on, somebody. And again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant seeking beautiful pearls. Now, this week, Michael Jackson passed away. And I was grieved in my heart. But I was grieved in my heart because I never, until now, lost hope that the boy was going to turn around and start preaching Jesus. I had prayed and believed as many had. I saw him this morning in prisons, dancing to his music. All the prisoners in the prison in China, the Muslim world, all over the world he was known. What an impact he could have made. Amen. On his Thriller, the album that sold more than any album ever on this planet. I watched it again, and at the intro of it, it says, I want to make it perfectly clear that I have no aspirations for the occult because of my strong beliefs. He was a Jehovah's Witness. And believe me, Jehovah's Witnesses are very legal. And there's not a false Christ in Jehovah's Witness. They just don't believe you can't have blood fusions. They're just very legalistic. Very religious. Very religious. And that was in him because his parents preached Jesus to him all the time. I had hoped that it came out, but it didn't. He thought Neverland was heaven. He built his own heaven here on earth. There are many who have sown treasure here on earth. Where your treasure is, there's where your heart will be also. But there are also many here who have sown their treasures into the kingdom of the living God. Someone told me, I think it was my little brother, that Texas Contract supports 15 ministries. I'm believing for 1,500 ministries for you to support. I'm believing that those 1,500 will support 1,500. I'm believing there's no stopping this boat from rocking. Come on. You couldn't stop it by fire, by boat, the words. You can't stop it by death threats. You can't stop it by arsonists. You can't stop what God's doing. Do you understand that? The world can't stop you, Myla. Voices from the past can't stop you, Myla. Ronnie, if gold goes up to $1 billion a speck or goes down to nothing by heck, God says you will never be stopped. The enemy cannot close your house. You're the only one that can close the doors to your house. There's no way this enemy can take your steps out of you. There's no way that he can thwart your destiny. You're the only person on the planet that can say no to your destiny. And you want to know what misery is? Say no to your destiny. Because God will make you one miserable person until you say yes. Somebody say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. It says here now, okay, I'm going to get to this part. And I'm going to give you some keys. I'm going to give you keys to the kingdom. Yes. I've been talking to you about the kingdom. Now I'm going to give you some keys. Now these keys fit some locks. You've been trying to fit some wrong keys in some right locks. But now I'm about to give you some right keys for the locks that you've been trying to manipulate. You see, it's not the spiritual that's first, but the natural, then the spiritual. So whatever you loose on earth, then the natural, will be loosed in heaven. Has already been loosed. And whatever you bind on earth has already been bound in heaven. Actually, it's bind first and then loose. I want you to listen to me when I say this. What about, we had this talk on the way to church. Cheryl says, what does that actually mean? Because a lot of our deliverance ministries and a lot of our spiritual warfare people, yours truly included, walked in the knowledge of the day, but this is a new day, and there is new rhema. There is new rhema. The Bible says, whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Therefore, if you don't believe in healing, and you need healing, you bind it on earth. I don't believe God, He wants to heal me. Now, God can heal you supernaturally, whether you believe it or not. However, my Bible teaches us, you and I, that whatsoever you believe, you shall have it. My Bible says, all things are possible to him who believes. My Bible says, whoever would say to the mountain, whoever would say to the cancer, the sickness, be removed, and doesn't doubt in his heart, but believe those things he says will come to pass, he'll have whatever he says. Therefore, when you stand and pray, believe what you say, and you will have it. So therefore, if you don't believe in healing, if you don't believe in deliverance, if you don't believe in prosperity on earth, you've bound it in heaven. It can't be loosed. But if you say, I believe I'm healed, I'm walking in my healing, I'm walking in my, come on somebody, I'm walking in my deliverance, I'm walking in a happy, my marriage is put back together, my children are off drugs, come on, my bank account's full, my 401k is starting to come back up, my houses are going to sell. Come on somebody, are you listening to me? When you start saying these things, what you're confessing now on earth is being loosed in heaven. Cheryl says, well, how does that work with devils? Here's how it works. How can you spoil a strong man's house unless you first bind him? And then you may easily go in and spoil his house. The word spoil is take back what he took. Now, it says here, he who is with me is with me, and he who is not scatters abroad. The word scatters is strengthen the enemy's sting. That means if you just go in and bind a spirit over a certain matter and don't spoil his house, all you're doing is strengthening his enemy's sting. It's kind of like this. Let me break it down for you. It's like walking up to the bully at school and just slapping him. No, you got to knock him out. You don't just slap a bully because you've embarrassed him. You've ticked him off. Once you have spoiled the strong man's house, what is in his house? Proverbs tells us the wise man wins or takes souls. That's the treasure. Taking back souls, not taking back your 10 bucks. It goes with that. That's part of, for this purpose was the Son of God manifest, that he might destroy the works of the wicked one that has held down our lost brothers. So we're going after the lost. How are we going to do it? Go knock on doors? No. Showing the door. By showing them the door. Come on. Are you seeing this? So as you go, preach, not just when you arrive, but on the way. It's on the way. That's your mission field, Elaine. On the way. Not on the platform. It's on the way. It's on the way home. It's at getting to Walmart. It's at school. Even though your school has been down, I know how hard it is. I talked with a teacher this weekend. But see, that is a mission field. If you can get them when they're young, praise God, you'll turn around a whole nation. Do you listen to me? See, it's on your way to work. It's on your way to school. It's on your way to your J-O-B. It's on your way to your mission field. That's as you go. As you go, preach the kingdom of God. Not just when you get there. As you go. As you go, preach. We are redeemed not with gold or silver or stocks or bonds, which goes up and down, goes out, the perishable thing, but preach salvation by the redemption of the blood of Christ. Come on, somebody. Christ crucified, resurrected, ascended, and seated. You see, make an intercession for you and me. Preach the kingdom as you go. This is what this is about. It's not about the flags. Thank God for the flags. It's not about the music. Thank God for the music. It's not about the preaching. Thank God for the preaching. It's not about the carpet. Thank God the carpet that we have. It's not about the air conditioning. Thank God for the air conditioning and the new fan. You understand, it's not about things. It's about preaching as you go to where you're assigned to get to. Thank you.